Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about facial recognition for cows. Back on that here in just a moment.
It's the B&L Red Angus Bull and Female Sale Friday, October 9th at 1 o'clock at the ranch in Putnam, Oklahoma. This year featuring 49 Red Angus 18-month-old bulls, 3 registered Red Angus bred heifers, and 8 registered Red Angus open heifers. Online bidding is available through DV Auction. For auction details and a sale catalog, go to blredangus.com or contact Benji or Lori White, 580-334-2801.
You know, when someone pushes you, sometimes you've got to push back. For years, tobacco companies have been poisoning our people, targeting our kids, and lying about the dangers of tobacco. That's not okay.
We can do more to protect our children and help Oklahomans live longer, healthier lives. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Big Tobacco needs to know who they're messing with. You ready?
K-State's Dr. Casey Olson has been involved with a Kansas company looking at the possibility of bovine facial recognition. He says that the company came to him and he's been helping them try to find the experts in the right fields to put this concept together. He says this is all about building on human facial recognition and bringing it into the animal kingdom.
Human facial recognition is now in some places a standard for identification in airports and other secure locations. That technology is based on the geometry of the human head, the face. It uses a bunch of intricate measurements of the human face to put a permanent identification on a human being so that later on, when that human being needs to get on a flight or something similar, they can have a hat on, they can have glasses on, they could have grown facial hair, they could have grown older. Okay, but that technology is capable of nearly 100% accurate read rate. The thinking here is that why couldn't we have something like that for beef cattle that we could then use to create a national animal disease traceability system?
So Dr. Olson was able to pull together some help from the College of Vet Medicine as well as from the computer sciences side of K-State.
Through the efforts of a colleague in veterinary medicine, we were able to collect 1,000 short videos of feeder cattle that were restrained in a chute.
A machine built on artificial intelligence took over.
These were uploaded to a new generation of modeling tool called a neural network, which is a form of artificial intelligence, and it's self-learning. Okay, there's no need to teach it. Okay, all the little intricate biometric measurements of the face, because it teaches itself which of those measurements are critical. Late last spring, our colleagues from computer sciences called us together and they said, look, we've got something here. So the general process was to take some of those images and feed those to the neural network, so to speak, so that it could train itself. There were some images, though, that were withheld from the model, so it hadn't seen those before. And then to test the neural network, it was shown images of cattle that it had seen before, although not the same images. They were different photographs. But images of cattle that the neural network had seen before, images of cattle that the neural network had not seen before. 94% of the time, the neural network gave us a positive yes or a positive no.
The number is impressive enough that the company is moving forward to put this thing into action.
These results were encouraging enough where that company invested in the development of a cell phone application. What this cell phone app will do for any producer that wants to participate, okay, you simply position the cell phone camera in front of an animal. When the conditions are right, as judged by the app, it will snap a series of pictures. It will put a GPS stamp on each one and a date stamp on each one. Okay, and those are automatically uploaded to a secure cloud database. Any subsequent time, okay, that another producer or another owner would be curious about the origins of a particular calf, they could use the same app. Okay, take the pictures, upload those to the database. The information that they would then receive, okay, is when the animal was read into the system and where, physically, where the animal was when it was read into the system. So to get the app up and running, it's expected to be commercialized this fall. Yep. But to get the app up and running, that's all that it does right now. Okay, but in the very near future, possibly before 2021, producers that want to will be able to add things like birth dates, weaning weights, vaccination history, I mean, other things that have value. The information as it transits, you know, through this system is guarded by blockchain integrity. It can't be altered. It can only be added to by somebody who has a legal right to add to it, i.e., you know, a subsequent owner of a calf or controller of a calf in the beef marketing chain.
Dr. Casey Olson, who says there's a lot of excitement within the cattle industry about the potential that this particular facial identification concept holds for the industry. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Blackjack Farms and Guests' annual female production sale coming up on Saturday, October the 10th, 12:30 p.m. at Blackjack Farms in Seminole, Oklahoma. The lots are being consigned by Blackjack Farms, McCarran Farms, and Pfeiffer Angus Farms and include 70 Angus and Simmental Sim Angus lots. Sale books online at mcsauction.com or you can call sale manager Matt Sims for more information at 405-641-6081. Blackjack Farms and Guests' female production sale Saturday, October the 10th in Seminole.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.